morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. I have a guest across the way. I tell you what, it's interesting whenever... whenever I have like a day, like a Columbus Day, it's a holiday. I always kind of try to leave holidays open. And I... Just for the fact that occasionally I'll have some teachers who want to get on the air and need something to talk about. And I got to tell you, nobody called.
Nobody called. I can't believe that,
nobody
Bruce.
Nobody called me. I was just astonished by that. But the bat signal went out last night to one of my favorite people in the world, and I'm glad she's here to join the show. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Spanish travelers today. And we're going to talk about all kinds of different things. It should be a fun conversation with my good friend, Katie White. Good morning, Katie White. How are you today?
I'm well, Bruce. How about you?
I am doing all right. You need to back up just a little
okay.
bit. You're a little hot.
Sorry, it's a little bit hot.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
But how are... All right. Now, I've had a couple of the kids on.
Yes.
Since you went on the Spanish Travelers trip back in June.
Correct.
That was a fun trip, I guess.
Oh, it was a fantastic... Fantastic trip of a lifetime for them, and I'm sure that they would actually probably have a lot more to discuss now that they've gone on that trip.
I've had a couple since then.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And I asked them about that.
Were they quiet again?
They said nothing.
You know, I'm so glad I could impact people, the youth, in such a significant way. But I did have one write me a very nice card.
They said they had a ball. They said they really enjoyed it.
They did.
I said, okay, what was your, give me details. What was the funnest thing? What was the best single part of your trip? And they said
Paris.
Which was four days.
Which is so disappointing to me. I could leave it. You can have it.
You didn't like Paris.
It's so crowded in the summer. I love Paris. I actually do love Paris. It's a world-class city. I mean, it's kind of like New York.
Yeah.
It is what it is. You have to see it. You have to love it. And I do
gotta
love
tell you,
it.
I don't know that I'll ever make it.
Don't go in the summer, Bruce.
Is that right?
Go in the fall.
I've been to Europe a time or two now, and I've been on the edges of France. I've never been in France. I've been to Belgium and Germany on the edge of France.
I know,
you just flirted with France,
but...
And I got to tell you, the closer you get to France, I thought the ruder the people were, but...
Oh, my. Well, I've had a little bit of experience in France.
But you've been there.
I've been there.
Numerous times.
A couple, yeah. In 2003, I went to Normandy. I actually went to London and stayed with my aunt, who was serving in the military at the time. Mm-hmm. She's Naval Reserves. She was working at the American Embassy, and that's with the good old days when, you know, she had a flat, and she said, I'm here for this amount of time. You might as well come to visit. So around 2 weeks, my mother and I went to visit her in London.
Nice.
So, you know, all I can say is England swings. We love it.
England swings.
Hello,
England,
Jason.
London,
hello, Dinah.
London swings. That's right.
I wish I could get there before you go. But I love England, and we decided we would take a ferry to Normandy so we could see all the World War II sites.
So you basically, where did the ferry go to?
We actually went to Caen.
I don't know how you say that.
I don't either. I'm not a...
C-A-E-N.
C-A-E-N.
I always call it K-N, but I'm...
Caen. But I think it's Caen.
It might be Caen.
Cruel to be Caen. I don't know. But anyway, it was really great. We took a ferry. The water was very choppy. The channel was
so you basically
choppy.
You got the other than the fellas in the boats going across being like
oh that
in
whole
like
experience,
sardines,
but
you got the experience the waves and the same thing as the soldiers had.
Well, you know, it was a very nice ferry, but you could go out on the observation deck and you could kind of feel that.
What time of year was that?
It was in the summer.
Did you go from Southampton or where'd you go from? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Okay.
We didn't go from Dover. It was another.
Well, see, Dover's near Calais, so you wouldn't want to go.
No,
you wouldn't want to go from there because Calais is several miles
right.
up the shore.
No,
100
it wasn't.
Miles
we
or
didn't
more
go to
away.
Punta over. There was another point, but anyway, we had to take the train to get to it. So, you know, we got to see some of the English countryside, and it was
so,
a really beautiful.
So you
trip.
got to Cayenne.
Yep.
Kine. Well, all right. You got there,
place.
And then you went to the Normandy beaches. Now, are the folks they're kind of more tourist happy up there, right?
The country people there. I mean, I think they're just rural country people, and it was kind of a sleepy little village, to be honest. And they were very kind. They were very kind and very tolerant of my poor. Yes, very accommodating of my poor French. We stayed in a chateau.
You did make the attempt to speak French.
I did, and it was very poor.
See, now, whenever I was in Belgium and Luxembourg, they speak mix-mash.
They do.
There's
yes.
mishmash of everything. But in Belgium, they speak Flemish.
Oh, I wasn't aware
they
of that.
They speak Flemish and French, and they had four languages up, and they'll speak Dutch. They'll speak Flemish.
That's what I thought.
They'll speak French, and they'll speak this German. And so they got four languages. The menu's in four languages, and I couldn't read a one of them. And so they were not all that. They
were
not
they accommodating.
They weren't all that impressed with Americans.
They were intolerant.
Yeah. A little bit.
Peeved.
Okay, so back to the Spanish travelers. When you folks went to Paris, you found everyone to be very pleasant, accommodating, friendly. Or were they
were very tolerant because they were children, of course,
yeah.
And they are so used to tourists that I think they're almost desensitized to it. But everyone, you know, in hotels were very pleasant. Restaurants, we had one restaurant where the guy was, you know, that typical stereotypical rude
waiter,
French guy. Yeah,
rude French waiter.
Very rude French waiter.
And you already had, but all your meals had already been.
They had been pre-planned.
Pre-planned, purchased. Basically. So
yes.
So all he was doing was serving what you already knew you were going
to
have.
Slinging food to us.
Slinging food and taking drink orders.
Yeah.
How'd he do?
I would not rate him very highly. He was very impatient. He spoke behind our backs in French, of which I could pick out some words. It kind of sounded like one of those Bugs Bunny rants when Pepe Le Pew goes on a rant.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, sacré bleu, croissant. I mean, it's kind of like,
yeah, okay.
You know, you could pick out, you know, by his body gestures, his language. His body language was very.
Was he calling you ugly
peeved.
American?
I think so.
Really?
We looked a little bedraggled. We had been out all day, you know, and the Parisian women are just dressed to the nines at all times. I mean, they are.
It is a very fashionable city.
They are the height of fashion. And then here we are in our blue jeans and capri pants and looking like American sneakers, looking like Americans, but we'd walked all day.
Yeah.
So, but you know, the Parisian women, they would probably walk all day in those heels.
And be fine with it.
And be fine with it, yeah.
What's the, you were there in June.
We were there in June, yes.
What's the weather like in June?
Actually, in France, it was quite cool. They said it was unseasonably cool. It was like 60, 65 degrees and rainy. So you need to pack an umbrella. If you're planning to go to Paris in the springtime, pack an umbrella.
What was the... France has had actually before and after you guys were there, they had terrorism.
They did.
What were the precautions? Did it seem like
lots
heightened
of police.
Security?
It did seem like there was heightened security, and we also had the misfortune of being there during a World Cup event.
I can't believe that was a misfortune.
It was a misfortune, Bruce.
Really?
When you have seven little girls with you.
Yeah.
And you have the Irish there, very celebratory, the Germans. The Japanese
and the
Chinese. It was like a swarm of locusts.
This was the Euro Cup.
The Euro Cup. And they actually, what was special though, what they loved about it is that they got to see the Eiffel Tower and order a crepe. That was the highlight for my girls. If you ask the girls, oh, we want a crepe, we want a crepe, we want a crepe. Not the riverboat tour, not the Palace of Versailles.
Not the Seine, not the Louvre.
The Louvre, which, you know, they got to see the Mona Lisa, and I said, eh, I've seen better. Eh.
This isn't
the Prado in all Spain. Right, just take me back to Madrid.
You
want to
go back to, yeah, okay. Yes. So now look here behind me. I've got this window, right?
It's a sad view, yes.
Well, that is not a nice thing to say.
I'm sorry. It's very industrial.
It's trees.
Oh, those trees. Okay.
Oh, yeah, you're looking at the tower.
Yeah.
All right, but my point is, the size of the window is probably about the size of the Mona Lisa, right?
It's smaller.
The window is smaller?
The painting is smaller.
That's what I was... It's
very small.
How close do they let you come to it?
They had it in a big box, like a big plexiglass box, temperature controlled, of course, you know, so the painting's quite old, you know, but you couldn't get through there with the Japanese, the Chinese, the tourists, us, and it was probably 15 people deep all around it, just snapping pictures.
How in
like
the world
crazy.
Would you see it?
I didn't get to see it. I had to jump up and down in the back. I'm only 5'4" and a half and flat feet. So you can imagine me just like, boop, boop, I'm jumping.
Had you ever been to the Louvre before?
I had not.
Okay.
So that was a special experience for me.
How many paintings are housed such? I mean,
small fraction.
I figured it wouldn't be very many.
Very small fraction are housed in the Louvre, and of course.
No, I mean housed in the plexiglass type of thing, because the rest of them are mainly hanging on.
They're
the wall.
Out. They're just out there, hanging on the wall.
I thought they were.
Yes.
Are there any other ones that are in the plexiglass?
That's the only one that I was able to see.
The sculpture garden, I bet, was very impressive.
The sculpture garden is impressive. That's why, you know, that's a world-class place. You should definitely go. And, of course, you know, I'm a fan of the Da Vinci Code and Dan Brown, so yeah. I loved all the sites. Oh, I remember seeing
that.
So
did they let you underneath the pyramid thing to see the Holy Grail? They haven't got that on display yet?
Not yet. No, I wasn't able to.
It's in that book, so it's got to be real.
Got to be real, right? It's got to be. The Rosslyn Chapel is real. My mother went.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's in Scotland.
No kidding.
Yes.
See, now that's
Scotland.
Pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So I've got Katie White here. We're talking about all kinds of things. Spanish travelers. We're going to talk a little bit more about Spain and all kinds of other things here on the Bruce Dickey Show. When we return after these words, you are listening on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. Back after these. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guest across the way is Spanish traveler Katie White. And they finished their trip this summer, went out to Paris, Illinois.
New Madrid.
New Madrid. New Madrid down in Missouri.
Yeah.
And all over the place. All right. What was your favorite part of this trip? I mean, with your were seven kids?
Seven kids, yes. Okay. So all girls. Lovely, perfect, wonderful. Weather was fine, except it was a little bit cool, but I'd rather have it to be a little bit cool. Because I've been in Madrid where it's super hot. You could fry an egg
of the 10-day trip, I guess. Or eight
10
day,
days.
10-day trip. The last three or four in Paris, but the first six of it were so in Spain, right?
Yes.
Spain is your bailiwick, right?
Yes, that is.
That is what you really enjoy.
That's what I enjoy. That's my favorite
place
in the
world. Where did you go new in Spain that you had not been?
Well, you know, I've been to Spain a few times, so I've seen a lot. But I was able to go to northern Spain and explore that region of Catalonia, which is Barcelona. And for me, that's the highlight. Yeah. The highlight of the tour. We were able to see a little bit of the Basque country. We rode on a bus, a charter bus. Very comfortable,
really?
And we were able to see so many of the beautiful vineyards in the countryside. And what I love about Spain, it's just absolutely beautiful, picturesque country.
Right.
It's really, it's a gem, and people don't realize it.
Why do you think that is? And I guess
maybe they're trying to keep the secret to themselves
I wonder about that, and you may or may not be paying attention too closely. But I saw that the Catalan are having
a historic vote.
They're having a vote.
Yes.
And they're going to try to vote themselves out of Spain, right?
Yes. They want to be independent.
And this would be Barcelona?
This would be Barcelona and Catalonia, that area around Barcelona. It's a province. Of course, it's kind of like the Basques. They wanted to be separate. The Basque separatists, of course.
But they never got it done.
They never got it done, but they did declare they would never do any acts of terrorism again after the 2000 train bombing.
Okay.
That was actually an Al-Qaeda
thing. Was.
Because they would maybe set little bombs off where people were not going to be, you know, and maybe kill an official. Which is not nice, but they weren't trying to kill civilians.
Right.
And they immediately backed away from that. You know, they were famous for claiming things that they obviously could not pull off.
Right.
And they backed away from.
So the Basques are still in Spain.
They're still in Spain.
The Catalonians sound like they're going to get out.
It's going to be a very interesting vote. When we were there,
when is that? Next month or something.
Next month, and they have kind of like our historic vote is coming up. But yeah, for them, this is people are on edge. It's about half and half.
Really,
people that want to say no, we need to stay here. We can't survive, you know, without Spain, without the central government, and then the other half that. They want to speak Catalan. And, of course, Catalan was outlawed by
Franco right?
During the Franco regime from 36 to 75. And he's still dead, by the way.
Oh, good.
Francisco Franco is still dead, listeners.
Knock wood.
Knock on wood. I've seen where he is. He's way underground.
Is that right?
Yes. He's in a mountain.
Okay.
He thinks he's really great, too. I mean, the artwork in the cupola. He's in a church, you know, he's interred.
I did not realize.
In a church that's in a mountain, and it's in Spain, of course.
Sure.
And on either side are soldiers from the Spanish War, the Spanish Civil War.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So he's been buried with his men.
With his men and the opposition also.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
I didn't realize that.
Yes, and they are on different sides.
All right.
But anyway, back to the vote. Anyway, they had their flags. They have these provincial flags. Of course, you saw them everywhere.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm trying to get you to talk a little bit more about the Girona area.
Oh, Girona. Oh, my gosh.
You took
what
the kids to a place called Girona.
Yes, and to me, that is an incredible destination.
I've been to Barcelona, but I haven't been to Girona. Tell me about this place.
Girona is a little medieval town. Of course, it has a modern part, which is outside that city center that is very, very well preserved. Mm-hmm. And part of Game of Thrones, listeners, was filmed there. I don't want to give anything away if you haven't caught
up. Is it the
up.
King's Landing part? Or?
It's more of the...
it's not on the
it went you know the it blew up
Oh, really?
By the Sparrow. Part of the Sparrow's church.
Yeah.
The facade of the Sparrow.
The, what is that, the seven-star thing?
The seven-star thing.
Seven, yeah.
Yes, that facade is in Hirona.
I got to say, if you're a Game of Thrones
fan.
Oh,
I was geeked out.
If you're
a
Game of Thrones fan, I would think you would know what happens.
Yes.
At the end of this season.
I don't want to spoil it for the listeners.
All right.
But
anyway, they film it there.
They filmed part of it there, and they also filmed part of it in Seville.
Oh, really?
But we weren't in, we were not there in Seville.
So now did any of the kids
Andalusia
recognize anything from
I'm the only fan. I was geeked out. They were, okay, cool. Another medieval church.
Now, one of the fun things about going to a place like Hirona, or certainly in Barcelona, you do have these old sections of town.
Yes.
And the one in Barcelona is 1800 years old.
Exactly. The Gothic quarter.
Right. It's amazing. And I'm assuming that Hirona is kind of like that, too?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, it's like that, and it's even older, Bruce.
Really?
And, you know, it's very picturesque because you have the Pyrenees very close.
Right.
Very mountainous region. And here's a little fact about Hirona. Some of your listeners may remember, if they follow the best restaurants in the world, El Bulli was voted the Michelin best restaurant in the world, right?
Really?
And then El Bulli closed.
Did you take the girls there?
No, of course not.
That would have been fun. They would have added about $1,500 to the total of the
per
trip.
Person.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sure. I can't even imagine how much it cost. But it takes years to get in.
Oh, really?
To this new restaurant by a couple of brothers called Caña de El Sellar de Caña de Roca. And it is the best restaurant in the world. They
no
do
kidding.
A lot of experimental cuisine. They kind of almost make it up as they go along.
Wow.
It's like a show, they say.
How was the food?
Well, the food is absolutely...
Now, how was the food on the trip, though?
Was very good. The food was great. The only one that I didn't like was in Paris because it was like spaghetti or something cheap. And I thought, spaghetti? We're in Paris. Why are we eating spaghetti? But they try to pick things that they know kids will eat. So, you know.
You did have a problem with Paris, didn't you?
I was not a happy camper in Paris. The rain, the people, I could not even hear myself think.
Were folks friendlier and were the kids able to use their
Spanish?
Spanish
they much? Did. They did. And they were so, so happy. And they got that big buzz you get when you speak and you're understood for the, you know, first
yeah.
time, when it's not just your teacher
yeah.
understanding you or trying to make out what you're saying.
And you think that nobody, you're just wasting your time.
You think you're wasting your time, and then you're like, whoa, people understand me. This is so cool.
And then they speak back to you.
And they speak back to you, and then you go, what?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Can you slow down?
You speak to them, and yes. then they speak back to you and say, whoa.
Not so much. Okay,
slow down. How do you say slow down in Spanish?
Más despacio.
Más
por
despacio,
favor.
Por favor. What's that mean? More or what?
More slowly, please. Or
more
más
slowly.
Lento, por favor.
Okay.
Lento, slowly. Well, you probably see it on music scores.
Yeah, I don't see lento. I don't see...
Despacio.
I don't see, pistachio.
Pistachio. That's what it is, Bruce. But, you know, actually, back to Caña de Roca, these two brothers, one of the brothers is a specialist in ice creams.
Really?
Which I love. My favorite food is ice cream.
Yeah.
And it's only open every so often. We were there on a Sunday. We took a chance that it might be open. The guide took us there, and it was open.
So you went in there?
Yes,
and,
I got an ice cream.
You got an ice cream from the best restaurant in the world?
Yes.
No kidding?
Yes.
What flavor?
I got
vanilla.
A coconut. No.
I got vanilla.
It was a coconut ice cream.
Strawberry.
With violet, coconut, and violet. Like the little flower, violet.
Really?
Then they made these homemade marshmallows, violet marshmallows covered in sugar, coarse granulated sugar.
So basically you got blueberry flavored.
Blueberry. That's Frankenberry. Yeah.
You got blueberry flavored ice cream.
It was.
Blueberry with coconut.
Incredible.
Was it really?
No. Yeah. It was violet and coconut, and it was so light. And then they had these different kinds of cones. Well, I got this little thing that looked like a pie. They put the ice cream in there, and then they press it and crimp it together, so
okay.
it was like heated.
Was it like one of those waffle bowls?
Like a waffle bowl, but it had a top to it.
Really?
And of course, it was in this special device that was made for it.
How about that?
Well, the kids have. Incredible.
I mean, how many flavors do they have?
They only have about seven or eight flavors. Okay. And they do have some that are, you know, vanilla, of course, which, you know, sounds boring, but I bet it's the most incredible.
Probably
vanilla.
Really good.
Yeah. And then they have the suggested toppings, but you can do what you want. Of course, I had to have the violet marshmallows. They were incredible. I've never eaten anything like it.
What other flavors did they have?
They had a vanilla. They had a sorbet of mango.
So the best restaurant in the world, you're telling me.
Yes.
The best restaurant, it's been named the best restaurant in the world, has like a...
Sellar de Caña de Roca.
Has a...
An ice cream shop.
Ice cream shop.
Yes, because one of the brothers, that's what his little pet project is. He loves to make ice creams. Artisanal ice cream.
That is the coolest thing I've
ever
heard.
It was pretty darn cool. I took a lot of pictures of it inside and out.
I'll bet you that.
They also had like different popsicles, and the shapes were incredible. Like they had a nose shape, and they had the strangest shapes. Of course, you're in Spain, which
nothing
is
dirty,
home of
though,
Dali.
Right? Nothing dirty, though, right?
Nothing dirty.
Good.
But they had these strange shapes. And, of course, Spain is really quite artistic. People think Paris, art.
Yeah.
But you should start thinking of Spain in that context, because it's the home of Picasso. It's the home of Dalí, the home of Goya, El Greco.
Well, none of those guys are alive still, though.
No. But there's some incredible art to be seen.
El Greco. That means
Greco,
the Greek, though,
the
Greek, right?
Yes.
Well, that's where he worked.
Domenico's Theotocopoulos. We actually saw the town where he lived in Toledo.
Oh, no kidding.
On a side trip, which I think that was actually one of the highlights for them, because, again, it's a medieval town.
Yeah.
But we got to see a chapel where El Greco had painted this very famous painting.
How about that?
So they saw things that are absolutely priceless.
So you went to Paris, Illinois, you went to New Madrid, Missouri, and you went to Toledo, Ohio.
Toledo, Ohio.
That is the coolest thing.
They can say Toledo. We got to see how swords were made.
Oh, now that's fun.
Yes.
That's really cool. I've got Katie White here. We're talking about Spain and the Spanish Traveler's Trip, and we're going to talk. She may be making another trip here coming up pretty soon.
Eventually.
And we'll talk about that when we return. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Back after these.
Nationwide.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guest across the way is Fairfield Community High School science teacher. Science. How about Spanish teacher?
Spanish.
Spanish teacher, Katie White. And she's been talking about the Spanish travelers stuff. When's the next trip you're going to take the kids on?
2018.
Every 2 years you guys do
every
this thing,
two years, yes.
Wonderful. What's the plan? Going to go the same place?
You know,
actually,
have you thought about it? We have thought about it.
When do you start planning these?
I plan them at least a year in advance so people can kind of get on a payment schedule and it makes it more reasonable for the parents.
Yeah.
We can fundraise that way.
You had a sophomore or two on this trip, didn't you?
Yes.
And they're going to try to make it again, I guess.
They're going to try to make it again. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, for 2018, it will kind of depend on this particular tour company. Scott McElravy, the science guy, is taking a trip to Iceland. Lots of kids are going to Iceland.
In 18 as well?
No, in this year.
Oh, okay.
This summer. So if he likes the, or 2017, you know, if he likes this tour company, we may jointly take a trip to Costa Rica and Nicaragua.
It's a different company than
It's a different company than what I have been using.
Okay.
So, you know what? I look for the best prices, the best amenities,
sure,
the best experience. And I'm not married to anybody.
Yeah.
On trips.
Or off trips.
Yeah.
Or off trips.
Yeah. So I can choose, you know, pick and choose different companies, and they really go out of their way to try to get your business.
Well, that's
a big
good
business.
Well, it must be.
But that's good because you can kind of make your demands.
And for that matter, the amount of money that these kids are
spending
on this, it better be good.
It's substantial. It has to be good.
Yeah,
yes.
That's exactly right. Okay. So you're not going to leave the country again for another couple of years then, huh? Or do you have something coming up you might be doing?
Well.
Or are you ready to announce this
Funny
yet?
You should ask
I
him.
Didn't know if you were wanting to announce this yet.
I think we will announce it right here on the Bruce Dickey
Show.
All right,
let's hear. What's going on?
Well, I have so many grown-ups that ask me about tours and when am I going to take an adult tour. They want to go on these tours because a lot of people are interested in leaving the country, but they're held back because of a language barrier.
Right.
And they would rather go with somebody that's experienced and
right,
knows the language and knows the terrain. So I get asked this so much that I decided to go for it, that I have planned and I have a date set for a food and wine tour.
Oh, you've set
of Spain.
A date. You've set the date. Okay.
Yes, in June of 17.
June of next year.
And it's a food and wine tour. It's called A Taste of Spain, and it's with a company called Go Ahead, which is actually a division of EF Tours, which is
a student company.
I've used EF, and so I know the quality is excellent.
Uh-huh.
So the Go Ahead tour, it's a 10-day jaunt without side excursions. There's actually an optional excursion that they can take if they want.
And when you say adult, you're going to wineries.
We are. We're going to wineries. We're going to get to prepare your own traditional Catalonian dishes in Barcelona with
Where are you talking about going?
Well, we're going to start out in Catalonia, and we're going to be in Barcelona. They'll get to see all the Gaudí sites, you know, the House of Gaudí, the House of Bones, the Sagrada Familia, of course, and actually get to go in it.
Going to go to the Bone House, huh?
Yes. And then, of course, Parkwell.
Is that Kenneth?
Kenneth Bone. Yes, Kenneth Bone for president. Ken Bone.
Sorry.
Let's kick them off the ticket and get Ken Bone.
I'm sorry.
It's a write-in candidate.
Do they get to go to the Picasso Museum? Or would that be a side trip?
You know what? I'm not sure. I don't think so. But they actually have quite a bit of free time that they could take. But they're going to be drinking one of your wife's favorite wines of all time,
really?
Cava.
Really?
They will be in the Cava region. So I think they will learn to say, Mas Cava, Mas Cava.
Mas Cava, por favor.
Mas Cava, por favor. So we actually do get to prepare some meals. So this is kind of a gastronomic tour.
I'll stop you just for a second. We'll get back to it. So when I said Mas Cava, por favor, can you tell it's a southern Illinois
accent. Got a little twang to it. But it's comprehensible.
Do they have that over there? Do they have
Southern Spain, of course.
Southern Spain, do they have a Southern drawl? I didn't know. I'm just wondering.
They actually have a different accent down south. It's almost lazy like ours is. I don't know what it is about.
So you can tell. I mean, that's the thing. Illinois is 400 miles long, tall.
Mm-hmm, correct.
300. Yeah, 400. And then you've got Spain is probably, 500 miles from one end to the
other? It's the size of Texas.
Yeah, a little bigger, more than that.
It is. Yeah. About the size.
So they
of
would
Texas.
Have more dialects.
They have a lot more dialects than one would think. It's quite diverse, actually, and the terrain is quite diverse.
Okay, so you're going to go to
Barcelona. And that would be 3 nights in Barcelona, and then go to San Sebastian and Pamplona. We will be taking a high-speed train, which they're quite luxurious.
Really?
Because we were able to take trains.
So you took the high-speed train this last trip, huh?
Yes, and it was quite luxurious.
How fast do they go?
Well, ours wasn't the high speed. It was a little bit slower, but it was quite luxurious.
See, we took a...
We took it from Girona, well, actually Perpignan, which is in France.
We took a commuter train when we were over
there. Well, we were going to take an overnight train, but it was canceled.
Oh, really?
And so our guide put us up in a very, very posh hotel.
Oh, that's nice.
At the expense of the company.
That's cool.
Yes.
That's great.
And we were able to stay in the most amazing hotel. It was quite modern. And
so
it had a moon landing theme. This hotel had a moon landing theme. So it was really
like
quite modern.
The moonrise over in St. Louis.
Yes. It was really interesting. The kids loved it. That was a great part of the experience that wasn't planned. But sometimes you have these little things that go wrong. And that's why you pay so much for these tour guides.
That's why you use these tour guides, isn't it?
Yes. That's why I use these tour guides. Because if it were just me, I would have no idea. I would be in a corner, right, in a fetal position probably.
Help me.
No, I would say, no, we're not going to Paris. Forget it. We're going back to Spain where I feel happy. Yeah. And comfortable.
All right, so you're San Sebastian with the Pamplona. This won't be during the
running of the bulls, because that's the first week of July.
What is the La Rioja region?
La Rioja is wine country. Very much. That's probably one of the most popular wines. You can buy a lot of Rioja, and you could probably buy Rioja here in town if you're interested in trying it.
Then you're going to
the Guggenheim.
Oh, really?
You get to go to the Guggenheim Museum and lunch.
Nice. That's in Bilbao?
Bilbao. Correct, Bilbao. And that's in the Basque country.
Oh, so you're way up north.
Yes. And so for me, the best food in Spain is in the Basque region.
Really?
When I was in Pamplona in 2011 with a school group, for me, master's classes, I thought the Basque food was superior.
Huh.
I really did.
So then you're going to Ribera del Duero.
Ribera del Duero. Your pronunciation is not bad at all. I think you've worked on this.
Well,
you've been practicing again.
I do remember. I had Mr. Wright.
He was a fine teacher.
Mr. Wright was a fine teacher.
You remember a lot. I'm impressed.
I try my best.
Ribera del Duero is also where some of the best wines come from. The Duero is a river, one of the biggest rivers in Spain.
Ribera then would... I thought Rio was river. What's Ribera?
Rio.
Mean?
Ribera? I don't know.
I don't know what I mean.
It's just a name.
And then Madrid.
And then Madrid, yes.
So are they going to go to the Prado?
The Prado, the Plaza de Cibeles, we'll do a panoramic tour. We'll also walk through the Royal Palace, which has over 2,000 rooms.
What's
the kids and I did
what's
that.
JC going to say?
I don't know.
Juan Carlos. Is he gone now? Who's the king of Spain now?
Juan Carlos.
It's like Juan Carlos II.
The son is the president. King now. He's the king.
Is quite a
scandal, surrounding the elder.
Oh, really?
It was a romantic type scandal.
I did not realize that.
Yes.
I guess I missed that one.
That's quite a hush-hush.
How long ago was that? How long ago was that?
A couple of years ago. Yeah.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
The king, the old elder is?
Yes.
But the younger is now the king?
Yes.
Did he abdicate? Or did they just take it away?
They just kind of did it all in secret, which made the people very angry. Because they're supposed to be, a democracy and be able to vote whether or not they want a king. And they just kind of snuck him in there,
I didn't know that.
Yes.
That's all
so it was really quite controversial.
I guess so. I need to read the bigger papers, though.
We need to get the tabloids.
Okay. Now, are you guys finishing up in Madrid?
We're finishing up in Madrid. We'll have, of course, all the wonderful tapas. Every time I say tapas, I say, oh, let's go to a tapas bar. I'm not saying topless.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tapas.
Listeners, I'm not saying topless.
I love tapas.
Tapas are amazing little plates of food. And it's really becoming quite trendy. Even St. Louis has a couple of tapas places.
So you're doing this next summer.
Next summer in June.
What kind of number are you looking at for how much money is this
per person? This is flight included, everything included. I think you have to pay for one meal a day. You get a continental breakfast, and then you either get a lunch or dinner. It's all the ground transportation, the concierge type guide that's multilingual, plus myself.
Yeah.
It's around $4,500 for 10 days, but that's your hotels, which are very centrally situated, excellent hotels, your flights.
Wow.
Your transportation.
That's a pretty good deal.
It is actually a really good deal, which sounds like a huge chunk of money. But go ahead, like EF, they do have payment plans and things like that. And so I put it on Facebook. I do have a website.
I was going to say, if folks want more information about that, how do they get a hold of you?
They can get on I actually have a website for it. It's you can email me, lkathleenwhite@yahoo.com, or you can look on goahead.com, and you can find my food and wine, A Taste of Spain. I will be having a meeting here locally. Listen for that. I'll probably put an announcement out.
Yeah, we'll talk about that eventually.
Eventually, within a couple of weeks. So I will actually be able to expand my information and talk to folks.
This sounds like a great time.
It's going to be a great time. And anything that helps people grow and learn, that's what I'm about.
Well, that's wonderful. Kate, thank you very much for coming on here
today.
That's
my pleasure, Bruce, as always.
You know, your laryngitis, you couldn't tell at all.
Sounds sultry.
Nobody would have known if I hadn't just said something about it.
I don't know if I sound sultry or like Marge Simpson. So sorry. Sorry, listeners.
That's the first thinking show for today, folks. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Have
Thanks
a great
a
day.
Thanks,
you bet.